You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
So will it? Well, during the holiday season, reliable weather information is especially important for folks who are traveling or party planners or those of us who just throw caution to the winds and we wish for that white Christmas. Joining me today is a person who knows a lot about a white Christmas and about those without snow. Jay Breidenbach is warning coordination meteorologist at the Boise office of the National Weather Service. He's been with the Weather Service for 25 years, 17 of those at the Boise office. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Thanks, Jimma. Thanks for having me.
All right. So we were just saying, I vividly remember the last two Christmases in Boise. It wasn't just a white Christmas. It was a dumping of a white Christmas.
If you love snow, those were great winters to be here in Boise.
And to have those white Christmases.
We had 6 inches last year, and in the December of 2016, 9 inches was on the ground here in Boise.
So what's the probability that we're going to see a white Christmas in the Treasure Valley?
Well, the Treasure Valley is a little questionable. A little questionable. We've already had some snow this year, but most of that's melted off. We're in the 40s today, and it looks like it's going to be above normal temperatures here for the next couple of days, but it's cooling off as we get closer to Christmas. We'll be back down in the 30s on Christmas Day. And not only that, there's some precipitation on the way. So it's possible that we could have some snow even on Christmas Day right here in the Treasure Valley.
You are not about to be a weather Grinch, I can tell. So, but then if you go to the mountains, so we just had someone on from Tamarack Resort yesterday, John Reveal, and he drove down from Tamarack, and he said, I wanted to be on this program enough that I it was a treacherous drive down because he said it is dumping up in the Long Valley.
And that's a great place if you like a white Christmas. Cascade and McCall climatologically have a 97% chance of having at least an inch of snow.
Every year?
Every year.
97% chance.
There are a few years where they didn't have any, so it can fail up there. This year it's looking particularly good. There's a lot of snow on the ground, and as a skier, I appreciate that. I can't wait to get up there and do
right.
some skiing myself.
So now let's kind of switch then from like generally what are we expecting weather-wise between now and the spring? And I ask this because after Snowmageddon of 2 years ago, I think a lot of us we're nervous about winter nowadays because of what we experienced 2 years ago.
That was an amazing winter, the winter of 2016, 2017. We had 39 inches of snow that year here in Boise. And if you go to the lower Treasure Valley, a lot more snow. Mm-hmm. In fact, the snow down around Weezer and Ontario was 3 feet deep at the peak of that. Deep enough and heavy enough that it crushed buildings that year.
Right. There were roofs that collapsed and all of that. So was that an anomaly that winter?
That was an unusual year. We've had that much snow. If you look way back at our records, mm-hmm. which actually date back into the late 1800s, we've had that much snow before, but that's the most snow I've ever seen here in the Treasure Valley. Interesting thing about that winter, that's what we call a La Nina winter. Ocean temperatures were cooler than normal near the equator, and typically that'll shift the jet stream right into the Pacific Northwest, and it worked out that year for a big snow year.
So this year, what are you potentially predicting?
This year is a little different. We actually have what looks like is an El Nino developing in the Pacific Ocean. That usually will shift the jet stream a little further north, so that favors warmer weather as a whole, kind of like we're having now. Doesn't mean we can't have bouts of cold weather, and it does look like it's going to turn colder as we head into Christmas. But as an average, usually those winters are a little warmer than normal and have less snow than normal here.
I'm speaking with Jay Breidenbach. He's a meteorologist at the Boise office of the National Weather Service. We're talking about the chances not just for a white Christmas, but kind of how the entire season looks. So what do you think is the most difficult part of producing a forecast for this region? And when I say region, I'm not talking just the Treasure Valley, but I mean, we have a large listening audience. So, up through McCall, over to Sun Valley, what makes it so difficult?
You know, that's interesting. In our office here in Boise, we forecast for all of southwestern Idaho, as well as the eastern third of Oregon. And if you look at the terrain across mm-hmm. that area, we have mountains, we have valleys, and that influences the weather. Typically, the valleys are drier and warmer, and we have less snow in the valleys, less precipitation in the valleys. But the mountains are pretty reliable for those big dumps of snow. But it's a challenge. It's really a challenge here in the West, because you look further west out into the Pacific Ocean, and it's a data void. There's not a lot of data out in the ocean. Weather usually flows from west to east, so you don't have much data upstream. It can be a challenge. That said, we have a lot of different models mm-hmm. that simulate what the weather will look like that we can use to help forecast the weather. We have satellites that can look out into the ocean and see the storms out there. So there is data, and that does help us.
And what's the best way for people to get weather information, especially this time of year, because so many people travel, whether it's by, you know, car or plane? You know, you want to know what the weather's going to do.
Right, and that's our mission in the National Weather Service, protecting lives and property, and we want to keep people safe as they are traveling home for Christmas or mm-hmm. or anywhere. And so understanding what the weather's going to be like along that route, we think can help people stay safe. Our website, weather.gov, has a comprehensive list of forecasts across the region, actually across the whole United States.
So people can kind of just put in where they're going or things like that and see.
They can point right to the map and anywhere on the map and get a very detailed forecast for that location.
How accurate can you really predict the weather in the sense of how many days you can go out? Because, you know, we always look at the 7-day forecast, the 10-day forecast. And then, you know, when you live in a place like Idaho, That changes every time you look at it.
That's right. Well, we're always looking at new information coming in. And if you look at the accuracy of, say, a 2-day forecast, and you compare that to the accuracy, 4 years ago, it's mm-hmm. much more accurate. It's probably as accurate as a 1-day forecast was, say, 5-10 years ago, just because we're looking at new types of models and we have more observations going into those models. Still, the models aren't going to see out beyond about a week into the future. And so when you ask me about what does the weather look like as a whole,
February, right?
We can talk about averages, but I can't tell you, hey, there's going to be a snowstorm on Valentine's
right,
Day, for
right.
example.
So even though, we're 6 days out from Christmas. So again, a possibility of a white Christmas in the Treasure Valley, but you really got to head to the mountains.
It's a slam dunk in the mountains.
Right.
There's already snow on the ground and more snow on the way. It's tricky in the valley. It looks like snow levels are going to be around that 3,000 to 4,000 foot range. So as you go above that elevation up towards Cascade and McCall, it's going to snow. It's going to snow here probably several times before Christmas. In the valley, if that snow level comes down a little bit, we could see some snow even here in the Treasure Valley at times. And we're looking at several systems coming through. One of them is going to come through Thursday night. That's probably rain here in the valley. Okay. Although,
and I've got to wrap you up. I am sorry, Jay, but we're running out of time. Thank you so much. Fingers crossed for a white Christmas. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You've been listening to Idaho Matters.